Christmas Without Kris Kringle is the story of the simple gifts and blessings of Christmas. It tells the story of a family in colonial America and their traditions for celebrating this special holiday. Oh, by the way, Kris Kringle was the name for Santa Claus that children used in colonial America a long time ago. Christmas Without Kris Kringle by Helen Reeder Cross. Will jolly Kris Kringle visit us here in Plymouth Colony on Christmas Eve? Remember asked at supper. Just as he did when we were in Holland. Will the good saint fill our shoes with sweetmeats and presents as he did there? Her brother Bartholomew looked up eagerly from his bowl of Indian meal mush to hear the answer. He too remembered the merry Dutch Christmases before the pilgrims had set sail in the Mayflower for America, but their father shook his head. "Methinks not, children," Master Allerton replied soberly. "There are no sweetmeats to be had here in Massachusetts, as you well know, and no shops where presents may be bought. Besides, we pilgrims think the Dutch ways too frivolous for pious folk." Governor Bradford had decreed that Christmas shall be a workday this year, like any other day. He and the town fathers would frown upon any notion of Kris Kringle. Plymouth Colony needs the work of many hands before it needs pleasuring. "Come now," their mother chided for the children, seeing Remember's trembling chin and Bartholomew's downcast eyes. "Surely we need no sweetmeats and toys to remind us of our blessings. This second Christmas in Plymouth, there is cornmeal and fish enough for all. We are well and strong. The Indians are our friends, and they have taught us much about this new land." She ladled bright red cranberry sauce onto the children's mush. "Come now, taste this treat, and be of good cheer. These cranberries may be our last fruit before winter snows cover the bogs." "Methinks I might like them better," Master Allerton said with a wry face, "had they a bit of sweetening to take away the sharpness." "You and your sweet tooth," Mistress Allerton laughed at him. "Well, we know you cannot swallow a bite of food that is sour." When she smiled, the children's mother was pretty as any maid. The children loved to see her happy, but even her merriment could not persuade Bartholomew and Remember to smile on this night. To have to give up Kris Kringle and his presents seemed too much to bear, even for earnest pilgrim children. Next morning, it was their task to gather clams on the rocky beach. This was a pleasant chore, even in winter, when the cold water of low tide made their bare feet numb. Suddenly, a strange kind of gull flew overhead. It sailed gracefully to a landing and ran along the water's edge with long legs and lightning speed. Bartholomew dropped the wooden clam bucket and chased the bird, but before he had run many steps, he stopped in his tracks and began picking up the clams again. The light in his face faded. "Nothing so tempts me to waste precious time as a bird," he said sadly. "Surely you could spend a moment with your new kind of gull," Remember protested. She knew that of all things in the world, Bartholomew loved birds best. He felt about birds as he had felt about her little Dutch doll and had dropped overboard from the Mayflower and lost at sea. But there was no time for bird lore or for dolls in Plymouth Colony. Here Bartholomew must do a man's work each day, Remember a woman's. Such work lasted from dawn to sundown with no time left over for tracking birds' nests or playing with a Dutch doll. To take their thoughts from their disappointments, Remember began to speak of that last happy Christmas in Holland. "Do you remember the ribbon I bought for Mother with 5 copper pennies? She asked her brother. "It was of red satin." "How wonderful and pretty she looked with it tied beneath the collar of her Sabbath dress on Christmas morning. I gave Father a sweet Dutch coffee cake that Christmas," Bartholomew said thoughtfully. "I ran errands for the baker to pay for it. Do you remember how the cake oozed with raisins and was frosted with sugar?" The children's mouths watered just to think of so much sweetness, but both knew their father with his sweet tooth, Miss Sugar, even more than they. Suddenly, Remember had an idea. If you would like to hear the rest of the story of Kris Kringle, we kindly invite you to visit our library to read from the book Christmas Stories Round the World. Happy reading!